Masechta Kedushin, Daf Zayin, the last line of Daf Vavim Beis. As we saw in the Mishnah, if Reuven wanted to be Mekadosh Rachel, he could do so Bekesev B'Shtar Rabia. And up until this point, we saw cases where Reuven gave money to Rachel and was Mekadosh her with that money. And we also just saw that Rava stated that if Reuven tries to be Mekadosh Rachel by giving her $100, Al Manas L'Hachzer, the din is that's Einu Mekudeshes. And we saw at the end of the Sugya that Rav Ashi said that really by every case, Batal Manas L'Hachzer Shmar Matana, however, and our Gemara now continues with another member of Rava. And Amar Rava, and Rava states, 10 man of the plenty of Akadish and Ilach Mikudeshes, that if Rachel says to Reuven that I want you to give $100 to Shimon, and if you do so, I will be Mikudesh you, then it is a valid Kedushin. And Rashi says, when Reuven gives the $100 to Shimon, Amale, at that point, he would say to Rachel, Hiskachli, that you should be Mikudeshes to me, and the Kedushin will be Chal at that point. And the Taisus Riazokin actually says that the Lashin that Reuven would say is Harei Mekudeshesli Ban Nosh Yeshloch Kshani Noisim Oisle Lepleini B'Mitzvasecha, that the Kedushin should be Chal based on the fact that I gave money through your command, and therefore you had a specific anah which was worth at least a pruta, and that's why the Kedushin would be Chal. However, other Rishonim say that you have to say Harei Mekudeshesli B'Monish Nesata Lepleini Ayin in the Rishonim. And of course, the Chiddush of the Gemara is that even though Rachel didn't actually receive any money from Reuven, it still will be Mekudeshes. And the Gemara explains Midin Arev, just like we find B'Nig Gaya cosina that Arev lav afagav dele motian eliyode, that even though an Arev doesn't receive any money, kamishabin nafshe, he's still mishabin himself and he's still responsible to pay back if the borrower doesn't pay back. Hay isanami, therefore this woman also afagav dele motian eliyode, even if she doesn't receive any money to her hands and she didn't receive any actual cash, kamishabdu maknu nafshe, she's still mishabin herself and she's mekanya herself to her husband and she's mekudeshes. And once again, there's a machlekes rishonim as to the comparison between Arev and Kedushin, as some say that just like Benegay and Arev, the reason why he's Mishayev himself is based on the fact that he had Anah, that Reuven trusted him and gave a loan to Shimon based on his say-so and based on his guarantee, even though the Arev actually never received any money, but the mice he received Anah, and that's considered like a cash equivalent, therefore he's Mishabin himself to Reuven, and the same would be true Benegay and Rachel, since Reuven listened to her and gave $100 to Shimon, and that Anah is considered a cash equivalent, and therefore she's Mekadosh herself to Reuven. And this is clearly the shita of Taisu Riazokin, and that's why, as we mentioned, Taisu Riazokin says that Reuven has to say to Rachel at the time that he gives the $100 to Shimon, Hareyam Kudeshesli Ban Nosh Yeshlach, Kshani Noisim Oisla Leplein of Mitzvasecha. However, other Rishonim explained that the din of Arev is a Chiddush HaTorah, that when Reuven gives money to Shimon based on Levi's say so, it's as if Levi received that money. And over here also, since Reuven gave Shimon $100 based on Rachel's say so, it's as if Rachel actually received that money, and that's why Reuven could say to Rachel, Hareach Mekudeshesli, with his $100 that I gave to Shimon. And Rava now continues that just like I was just Mechadish, that if Reuven gave money to Shimon on behalf of Rachel, then even though Rachel actually did not receive any money, it would be a valid Kedushin. Similarly, Helech Mani Viskachil Plaini Mekudeshes Midin Evaknani, that if Reuven actually sends a Shliach to go and be Mechadish Rachel for him, and the Shliach goes to Rachel and takes $100 of his own money and gives it to Rachel and says, by me giving you this $100, you should be Mekudeshes to Reuven, then it would be a valid Kedushin. And even though Reuven didn't take any money out of his pocket, it's still a valid Kedushin. And the Gemara explains, Midin Evaknani, that this works based on the concept that we find by Evaknani. And the Evaknani, Lav Afagav Bloy Kachosav Loy Midika Koni Nafshe, as Rashi brings down, the Tanam Masis El Kamon, that the Mishnah will state on the Chav Bez and Bez, Koines Atzme Bekesav Ayidei Achirim, that Evaknani could be Koni himself through others paying him money and redeeming him from his master, Shachirim Poynesu B'moynon, Vuhu Koine Atzme V'yetzel Achirus, and even though it's other people's money, he could still be cleaning himself and he could go out lecheris. And even though the Evaknani didn't lose any money and didn't take any money out of his pocket, and our Gemara continues, Hai Gavra Nami, therefore Benegei Reuven as well, when he's being Mekadosh Rachel, Afagav Lekachosav Leimidi, Kakani Lol, Hai Issa, even though he doesn't take any money out of his pocket, and the Shliach is the one who actually takes money out of his pocket in order to be Mekadosh Rachel for Reuven, it still will be a valid Kedushin. Rava continues that now that I just taught you that if Reuven doesn't give money to Rachel, she could still be Mekudeshes based on the din of Arev. And also, if Reuven doesn't give money to Rachel, but someone else gives it on his behalf, then it also could be Kedushin based on the din of Evaknani. Therefore, if you combine both of these Kedushim, then you'll have the following case, and it'll also be a valid Kedushin. As if Rachel tells Shimon, 10 man lepleini, go and give $100 to Reuven, v'akadish ani loy, and I'll be Mekadish myself to Reuven, Mekudeshes midin shteim, then she'll be Mekudeshes based on the prior two dinim, based on the din of Arev, and based on the din din of Evakani, and the Gemara explains, Arav Lav Afagat Blekamotri Hanaliyode Kamashabinashi, just like we find with the Gay Arav, even though he didn't receive any money to his hands, he still was Mishabin himself. So Hay Isinami Afagat Blekamotri Hanaliyode Kamaknanashi, therefore this woman, even though Rachel is not actually receiving any money over here, she still can be Makna herself and be Makadish herself. If you'll ask me, Midami, that Lachayrd and not similar as Arav, Hay the Kakoni Le Kachosim Moina, at least in the case of Arav, even though it's true that he didn't receive any money, but the person who he's mishabed to actually gave up $100. Therefore, how can you compare to this case if Hai Gavra Kakoni Lalahi Issa, Vlakhasav Olimidi, that you were trying to tell me that Reuven will actually be kind to this woman and will be able to be Makadish Rachel, even though he didn't give up any money, and the Shliach was the one who took this money out of his own pocket? And the Gemara explains, Evaknani Yechiach, but of course, based on the din that we brought of Evaknani, that will prove to us, the Lakhasav Maina, that even though Evaknani didn't take any money out of his pocket, and it was a third party that paid off and redeemed Evaknani, the Evaknani will still go out Lucheris, and therefore, even though the husband did not give any money and did not pay any money, he can still acquire Rachel and he can still be Makadish Rachel. And the Gemara says, it's me dummy, Hasum Hachta Kamakni Kokoni, over there, Benegay, the din of Evaknani, even though it's true that Evaknani did not take any money out of his pocket, but Lemaisa, the Odin received money, therefore, the Odin had the power to let the Evaknani out Lucheris. However, Hayisa Kamakna Nafshel, like Kokani Vlay Midi, the Lucheris, this woman, Rachel, did not receive any money in this case, because Rachel told Shimon they should go and give $100 to Reuven, and then Reuven will be koinar. So in this case, Rachel did not receive any money, and how could it be that she'll be makna herself to Reuven? Once again, the Gemara says, Arav Yechiach, that will be able to bring a raya in the case of Arav, that Afakab Lekamoti HaNoliyodeh, and even though the Arav did not receive any money, Mishabi Nafshi, he's still Mishabin himself, and therefore Rachel also, even though she did not receive any money, she's able to be makna herself to Reuven. And keep in mind that although in this last case, Rava gave a scenario, Rachel told Shimon to give money to Reuven, and this way she will be Makadish herself to Reuven. And of course, this is a major chiddush that even though Reuven didn't take out money from his pocket, and instead of him actually giving money to Rachel, he received money. However, of course, the same didn't apply if Rachel told Shimon to give money to Levi, and this way she will go and be Makadish herself to Reuven, that would be the same din that would work based on the din of Arev, and it would also work based on the din of Evaknani. The Gemara now continues that by Rava, Rava asked the following Shaila, and it seems that this Shaila of Rava is based on the previous three dinim that Rava said, that since Rava just taught us that it's possible that Reuven could go and be Makadish Rachel, even if Reuven didn't actually pay money to Rachel, and even if Rachel didn't receive any money, therefore Rava now asks, Helech mana v'kadish ani l'cha, if Rachel tells Reuven, take $100 from me, and I'll be Makudish to you, and as Rashi says, v'hu kibloi, and Reuven accepts the $100 from Rachel, v'omul, and that time he says, hiskachi lui b'kach, that I want to be Makadish you by the fact that you gave me $100, so I'm mazutra m'shpeder ha-papa m'kudeshes, mazutra says in the name of Papa that it would be m'kudeshes, and l'chari, even though we said a moment ago that even if Rachel doesn't receive money from Reuven, and Reuven doesn't give money to Rachel, that it could be a valid kedushin. But in this case, where Rachel is actually giving money to Reuven, and it's not based on any hanar that someone listened to her to take money out of their own pocket and give it to someone else, the concept of Arvis and the concept of Evaknani doesn't apply in this scenario. Therefore, the Rishonim explained that the Havmin of Gemara right now is that when Rachel gives $100 to Reuven, Reuven will be coined at $100 based on the concept of Mashicha, and once he's coined $100 based on Mashicha, then there will be a concept of Agav that would apply, and because he was able to be coined in Mana through Mashicha, therefore Reuven will now also be able to be coined his wife based on a Kenyan Agav. And the Gemara continues and asks, Amalei Rav Ashi l'Mazutra, so Rav Ashi asks Mazutra, that how can you say it will be a valid Kedushin, but then at best it's a case where you have a Kenyan Kesef, which the Kesef is Metaltlin, and Agav Metaltlin, you're going to try and be coined to your wife, and even though generally we would assume that a woman is considered Metaltlin and not Kaka, but even if you want to say that a woman would have a din of Kaka, just like we find out Vodama Hukish L'Kakois, and therefore a human could be compared to Kaka. However, Zokrav Ashi, Im Kain Havalin Chosim Sheishla Mechayis, Niklim Chosim Sheinla Mechayis, then at best you're giving me a scenario where you have Kaka that is being coined through Agav based on a kinya that you made on Mammon, which is Metaltlin, and Vanan Ibchatran, and as the Mishnah will teach us on Daf Chafav and Medalev, that the opposite is actually true, that in Chosim Sheinla Mechayis, Niklim Chosim Sheishla Mechayis, Bekesu Bishtar Chazoko, that if someone makes a Kinyan on Kaka through Kesu Bishtar and Chazoko, then they could acquire Metaltlin Agav that Kinyan Kaka. Therefore, Rav Ashi asks Mazutra that how could it be in a case where Rachel gives $100 to Reuven that will be a valid Kedushin, as certainly it can't be based on a Kenyan Kesef, since Reuven did not give the money to Rachel, and the opposite occurred, that Rachel gave money to Reuven, and in addition, it can't be based on a Kenyan Agav, because Agav doesn't pertain in this case, since Reuven acquired the money, and how could it be that he will acquire his wife, Agav Betaltlin, and Ayin Rashi did a Masach Sheish L'Achrayas, Odom Hukash L'Kakoyis, that Odom is compared to Kaka, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, B'negein Evaknani, V'Sechaltam Oysam L'Resh Achuza, Ayin Taisi did a Masach L'Ein Kain Havalin Chosim Sheish L'Achrayas, we ask in Rashi, that Hukra Ksiv Be'Eved, that Pasuk is only speaking about Evaknani, Al Ben Chirin Lo Iskish, that a Ben Chirin is not Iskish L'Kaka, and how could it be that Al Gemara says that Ish is considered in the Chosim Sheish L'Achrayas, and the first Teretz of Taisi explains Al Gemara the way we explained Al Gemara when we learned the Gemara inside, Ayin in Taisi's second Teretz as well, Ayin Sham, and the Gemara continues, Amalei, Samad Zutra responded back to Rav Ashi, Misavr to Amalei, Agav, did we say that the reason why Reuven was Kain Rachel was based on a Kenyan Agav, Hachab Adam Choshvaskinan, over here we're talking about a very specific scenario, where Rachel gave $100 to an Adam Choshev, and we know that Adam Choshev refers to someone that doesn't take Matanais and Sein Matanais Yichya, and therefore even though certainly generally when you're trying to perform a Kenyan Kesef, the only way that Kenyan Kesef could work is if Reuven gives money to Rachel, or at least he gives it to someone on her behalf, and it'll work midin Arvis. However, over here, since we're talking about Adam Choshev, therefore the Kenyan Kesef even works when Rachel gave money to Reuven. The reason why it works is the Bahiha Nah, the Kamakabo Matanamina, Gomer Makanali Nafsha, by the fact that Reuven agreed to accept Matana from Rachel, that itself is a great Anah to Rachel, as Rashi is in to explain how do we know that that is worth a Pruta, because Rachel would actually go and give a Pruta to another person in order for him to go and convince Reuven to accept a Matana from her, and therefore it's considered as if Rachel actually received a Pruta from Reuven, and therefore Marzutra explains that's the reason that Rapapa said that Rachel is Mekudeshes, and it's because she actually received a Pruta of Anah, and Reuven was Mekadesha based on Kinyan Kesef, and of course Reuven would have to say Harei Mekudeshesli based on the fact that you're giving me this $100. And Ayin Nakdama of the Shav Shmaitza, where he points out that the Pasuk says V'yichuli Chuma, and really we're giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Adam Choshev, therefore by HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking something from us, it's as if we receive something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayin Sham, where he brings our Gemara. And the Gemara continues, It Manabi Mishmei Rava V'cheilim Mayna, that all the dinim that Rava previously mentioned apply also by the standard monetary transactions as well. And Rashi brings three scenarios. Number one, if Reuven is buying a field from Shimon, and Shimon tells Reuven to give $100 to Levi, so Reuven will acquire the field based on Ariv. If Reuven is buying a field from Shimon, and Levi pays $100 to Shimon, so Reuven will be cleaner midin evaknani. And number three, if Reuven wants to acquire his sada from Shimon, and Shimon tells Levi to give $100 to Reuven, so once again, even though Reuven didn't actually pay any money to Shimon, and Shimon didn't actually receive any money from Reuven, Reuven will still acquire the field based on the combination of the din of Arvis and the din of evaknani. And the Gemara states, Vitzricha, and we need both these members of Rava, one Benegea Kedushin, and one Benegea other Dina Mamnes and other transactions. The Ashmin and Kedushin, if Rava would have only said these Allah is Benegea Kedushin, Mishum Da Issa Nichola Bechaldu, the Lamaisa woman is very happy to get married, and therefore, even though she's not actually receiving money and she's only receiving Taivas Tana Ba'alma, you're still satisfied to get married, and as Rashi says, therefore, Nichola Lias Niklas Bechaldu Bekinyan Kolshu, that she's still Nicha to have a Kinyan that's a Shvacha Kinyan. And Kid Rish Lakish, like we have the Klal Rish Lakish, we'll see a few times in Shas, the Rish Lakish, as Rish Lakish tells us, Tav the Mace of Tandu and the Mace of Amalu, a woman would rather live together with a man that's even a Shvacha person. And as Rashi says, Begufim Shnayim, Balva Ishtai, Vafidal in the law, El Litzavta Ba'alma, and even if she doesn't have a major relationship with this man, he still provides a companionship and provides a company. The alternative, which is to live alone, but maybe in a gay moment, we wouldn't say that a person is makna something based on a shvach kinyan where he didn't actually receive money and he only received some sort of hana. And the Gemara continues, if Rava would have only said his halacha has been a gay moment, then we may have said that the only reason why it applies been a gay moment, mishum desiav la mechila, and since we find been a gay assets that mechila could help, so therefore it makes sense that a person could be makna something to someone even if he doesn't receive money and even based on a shvach kinyan av a kedushin a maloi. But Benegei Kedushin, where the concept of Mechila doesn't apply, therefore over there, maybe we think that we need a stronger Kinyan, and if Rachel didn't receive any actual money and only received Tevis Hanah, maybe it wouldn't be a valid Kedushin. So Tzricha, that is why Rava has to say his dinim, both Benegei Kedushin as well as Benegei monetary transactions. And the Gemara continued with another member of Rava, Amar Rava. Rava states, Hiskachil Chatzoy Mekudeshes, if Reuven says to Rachel that I want to be Mekadesh you and you should only be Mekudeshes to hear from me, then it's considered a valid Kedushin. However, Chetzchich Mekudeshesli, if Reuven says to Rachel, I want to be Mekadosh half of you, it would not be a valid Kedushin. The Gemara will explain the Svar of Rava in a moment. And Amalei Abayi L'Rava, so Abayi asked Rava, Maishna that why is it that you said that if Reuven says to Rachel that half of you should be Mekudesh to me, that's not a valid Kedushin, because Isha Amrachmana, the Torah says, Kikach Ish Isha, and therefore it has to be a full-fledged woman, and not half a woman, Hachanami, Benegeir, a case of Iskachi Lid Chatzai, where Reuven says to Rachel, I want to be Mekudesh to you, and you should only be Mekudesh to half of me, that it is a valid Kedushin, but Lachaira, Hachanami, Ish Amrachmana, Velechatzi Ish, the Torah says, Ish, as it says, Kikach Ish Isha, therefore a full man has to be Mekadesh a woman, and you can't have a half a man be Mekadesh a woman. And this concept of having someone that's considered half a man, we find in the Torah by a chetzi eved and chetzi ben chayrin. The Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav responds back to Abaya, Hachi hashta, of course there's a major chiluk between the two cases, Hasam b'negei a woman, Issa l'beitrei l'chazya, it's impossible that a woman should be able to be married to two men. Therefore, when Reuven said to Rachel, I want to only be Mekadesh half of you, Zok Rashi hilka chayle kodesh el palga, Reuven was only Mekadesh half of Rachel, and the chetzi nish l'achar, and he left over half of her, that she should get married to someone else, and of course that can't work, and therefore Im Kain Inim Kudesh is there, so she can't be married to Reuven either. However, when Reuven said to Rachel, Iskachili the Chatzoy, there should be Mekadesh to half a mean, Elagavra Milay Chazli Beitrei, certainly a man can marry two women, and Vahori Kamala, and when Reuven used this Lashon, he was really telling her, to be in the Lemitzv Achrida Nesivna, that if I want to get married to another woman, I should be able to get married to another woman. Therefore, certainly Reuven did not mean to say that Rachel should only be married to half of him, as potentially that would be a concern of Kikach Ish Isha and Isha Rachmana V'lo Chetzi Ish, and Reuven really meant to say that you married fully to me, however, I still would be able to get married to anyone else as well. And the Ravah points out, V'avagab D'Bulayv Haitna Matzi Ovid Hachi D'Kai Melon Noisi Odom Kam Menoshim V'hu D'Yoch L'Mikas V'Kuhar, even though, of course, a man can get married to another woman, and why would he have to say this to Rachel if L'Chayot is Pashadetz Mutter? And Ravah explains that either he did so in order that she shouldn't have any tightness on him, and even though it would be Mutter, he still wanted to make sure that she understood that he has plans to get married to another woman. Inami says, and in a place where the minig was that he would only marry one woman, so he specifically had to make a tonight that you should know I want to go get married to a second woman, and I'm making sure that you understand that I'm only be mekadesh you on this condition. And the pashas argument is that even though Reuven said the reason why it's mekadesh is as if he said I'm making a tonight with you that I should be able to go and get married to other women. If Reuven would actually tell Rachel that I specifically want you to only be mekudesh to hear from me, if that would be a valid kedushin, or if it wouldn't be a valid kedushin, I in the rishonim. Gemara continues. Omli mazutra bedrav Mari Ravina. So mazutra bedrav Mari said to Ravina, v'nifsh to law kedusha bekulo l'chira. When Reuven says to Rachel, chetzich mekudeshesli, then even though ina chenami, he can't be mekadesh hear for her. But once he was mekadesh hear for her, l'chira let the kedusha now spread to her entire body, and let her now be fully mekudeshes, and it should be a valid kedushin. And as the Gemara brings a raya, milo tani, didn't we learn a brisa b'degei hegdish? Ha'im miraglish shel zu oila. Reuven says the regular of this animal should be an oila. Teikula oila. Then the entire animal becomes an oila. Va'afilu mandama ain't kula oila. And even though it is mandama that says that the entire animal does not become an oila and is not nespashe to the entire animal, ani milo hechad makdish davish in an neshama tluy boy. That is only b'degei or the regal, because it's not something where the neshama is tully in it. Av a makdish davish an neshama tluy boy. But if you makdish any part of the animal that the neshama is tully in it and it can't live without, have a kula oila, then the entire animal would be considered oila, and it would be nespashet. And therefore, over here, since you said that I want to be mekadesh half of this woman, and of course it's a davash neshama tluy boy, and therefore, even though Reuven only was mekadesh half of her body, but the ma'aseh should be nespashet to her body, and should be a valid kedushin. Taisus in Dibur Maskel v'nifshtu asks a question that how could the Gemara ask this question and compare the din of kedushin to hegdish? If in the gay hegdish is a special gzeir sakasav that tells us kol sheitim memendel Hashem, there's a gzeir sakasav that would be nespashet. However, in the gay kedushin, there is no such gzeir sakasav. Taisus points out v'nira shel kachtik Rashi appears. That's why Rashi was medactic and explains the hamikudesh is blush and hegdish kamala. That the question of the Gemara was specifically in the case where Reuven said to Rachel chetzich mekudeshesli, and he used a lashon of hegdish. As we know, when someone uses a lashon kedushin, it's just like saying that I'm asking you akule hama kahegdish she adam oisa he said kahegdish, and he's making his wife like hegdish, and therefore the taisel fikach yeshli yestino kahegdish. So now we have a comparison between hegdish and kedushin. And taisel continues that ina chenami im hayayim emuresas eichad mahad lishi del. But if Reuven would have said the same thing, but he would have used lashon muresas or any other language, and he didn't use lashon kedushin, azel loyhay makshav v'nifshtu kedushin bekulu l'pirizeh, certainly mazutra beidra Murray wouldn't have had this question and wouldn't have asked the lachayr there should be a din of nespashid in a case of kedushin. And the Gemara continues and answers me dummy that you can't compare the case of kedushin to the case of aymu raglu shazu oila, where it's nispashet as hasam behema hachadas acheres. Over there, we're talking about a behema, and a behema doesn't have his own das, and therefore, since Reuven owns the animal and he already was mafish the regal or davish and hashamat tliyabai, therefore the din of nispashet works. However, when Reuven says to Rachel chetzich mekudeshesli, then Rachel only agreed that half of her would be mekudesh to Reuven, since the only way that Reuven could be mekadesh Rachel is based on her das and her ratzon. Therefore, you can't say the din of nispashet. And as Rashi says in the first of the wide lines at the bottom of it, v'hacha das acheres yesh chashuv v'kamaisai hamakavis bedava shem ina isha reitza ina kedushin v'zula nitzratza elochetzia. Rachel only agreed that half of her should be mekudesh to Reuven lefikach in diburi tafis ba, and therefore in our case we can't say the din of nispashet. The Gemara continues with its teretz that holy damya elohah, the case of kedushin is similar to the following case. The Amar Beichlan, as Rabbi Chaim said, behem shel shnei shufim, that if there's a behemah that's owned by Reuven and Shimon, hikdash chetzia, if Reuven is makdash half of the animal, certainly at that point only half of the animal could be considered hekdash, and certainly at that point it wouldn't be considered kedush haguf. Reuven would not be able to bring this animal to the mizbeach because he was only makdash half of it, and it would only be considered that it has kedushas damim. And certainly we wouldn't say that it's nispashet, since at this point Shimon also owns half of this animal, and Shimon was not maskim that the rest of the animal should become hekdash. Clearly, from this part of the brisa, we see clearly that it is no din of nispashet with his das acheres. And then the brisa continues, v'chazav locha v'ekdisha kedusha ve'ina kreva, that if Reuven now goes and buys the other half of this animal from Shimon and is makdish the other half of the animal, then the din is that the entire animal is now kaddish, but it all only has kedusha guf, and it can't be brought on the mizbeach, as since when Reuven owned the original half of the behemah, he was only able to be makdish half of the animal, and therefore it was considered kedusha guf, and it was dochli from the mizbeach, and therefore even though at this point the entire animal is hegdish, and really it should be able to go on the mizbeach. However, as the Gemara will point out on Dav Zayin Beis, that we have a din of dichme kari that is have dichoy, and it can no longer go on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yechanan continues, v'oisa tmura tmurasa kiyotzeba, that now if Reuven goes and takes another animal and says this animal should be tmura zeh, then even though it's an issa deraisa to do so, but l'maisa tmura is chal, even though this animal was always royal for the mizbeach and there was no din of dichoy, however the din is that any tmura gets the same din as the original animal, and since the animal it became kaddish from was an animal that was not able to be brought on mizbeach, so therefore you can't bring this animal on the mizbeach either. Both animals are only considered kedushas damim. And Tyson Div Malaschal the Chazav Alacha mentions Hadin Akad the Chazav Alacha. Rabbi Yechanan discussed a case where Reuven actually purchased the second half of the animal, and he then was matish the second half of the animal. And really, Rabbi Yechanan could have given a simple example where each of the shufim was matish their half of the animal, and even so, it can't go to mizbeach because at the time that the first one was matish half of the animal, it's only possible to retain kedushas damim, and therefore it was dochumei kara. And l'chayu, why do we have to go to a new example where Reuven actually bought the second half of the animal? And Zach Taisus Meshud L'Shayach Hasam V'Isa Tmura Tmurasu Kietzba, that over there wouldn't be Shayach the second din of Rabbi Yechlon, the V'Isa Tmura Tmurasu Kietzba, because the din of Tmura doesn't apply to a case of an animal that's owned by Shutfim. And the Gemara continues that Shema Minar Tlas, from this din of Rabbi Yechlon, we actually are able to learn three different dinim. And we continue on Dav Zayin on Beis, number one, Shema Minar Balichayim Nidachim, we see from here that even though this animal is alive, it could still be Nidach, and as Rashi says, Im Nidchu Yidchu Loilam, this is coming, Lafukif in the Mandamim, Sechtes Yuma, that states, Ein Dichoy El Bishchutin, that there is no Dichoy, only if it's Shachet already, Al Balichayim Shinidchu Choyzim in the Roin, Vil Dei Krei Bahach Behima, Kishachazim Lach Chetzia, and according to that Mandam, this Behima would be able to be Hooker of Anam Mizbeach, once Reuven buys the other half of the animal, and his Makdish that half. Number two, Vishmam No, Dichoy Mekar, Have a Dichoy, that the din is that even if it's only Dachoy Mekar, it's considered Dachoy, and it doesn't have to be near Vinitcha in order to be considered Dachoy La'olam. And as Rashi says, Kagoyin Zu, for example, in our case of Rabbi Yechon, Shemitchila Hagdesha, Loy Nearest Lake Karev, Vehicle Amanda Omen, Isa Manda Omen, Sechle Sukkah, De Polig Va'omar, Ein Dichoy El Benir Vinitcha. And finally, number three, Yesh Dichoy Bedamim, that even though when Reuven was Makdish half this animal, it couldn't go on his back, and therefore it only had Kedushas Damim, this din of Dichoy does apply, and it becomes Dachoy La'olam. And as Rashi says, and we don't say that the only time that dichoy is applicable is only on something that was hooked to shlagufay in order to be carved on a mizbeach. And the Gemara continues, by Rava, that Rava asked the following shayla, that although I said beforehand that if Reuven says to Rachel chetzich mekudeshesli, that's not mekudeshes, however I have a following shayla, Reuven gives a full pruta to Rachel and he says to chetzich b'chetzi pruta v'chetzi b'chetzi pruta, half of you should be mekudesh to me and half a pruta, and half of you should be mekudesh to me with the other half a pruta, ma, what is the din? And the Gemara explains the two tzadim, kiven the omelo chetzi puta paska, do we say that since Reuven specified specified that he wants to be clean a hefava with hefa puta. So as Rashi says, it's as if Reuven specified that he only want to be clean a hefava, and therefore it's not a valid kedushin. Or do we say that really the entire deba that he said is really one maisa kedushin? He only said in this way because he was just counting it out in that manner by saying, I want to be clean half of you with half a puta, half of you with another half puta, but the maisa he really meant to acquire her full body with one maisa kedushin and with his puta, and therefore would be a valid kedushin. Rashi explains in this case it does make sense that this was Reuven's intent, and as Rashi says, v'reishit milsa maskana namikai, that since Reuven said chetzi puta for half your body and half of a puta for the other half of your body, that it makes sense that you put the two statements together, v'lav l'chatzayinu, and he wasn't trying to only acquire half of a body, the chetzi puta lab batfisu, since everyone knows that by giving a half a puta, that's not considered a kinyan at all. Therefore, it's clear that Reuven meant to say, I'm giving you a full puta in order to acquire your entire body, but he counted it out in this manner, but he really meant that it should be one maaseh kedushin. Gemara continues, imtim slayim amayin v'hilchu, if you're going to say that we're correct, then in this case, since he was giving a half a puta each time, therefore it must be that he wanted these two acts to be one act, and he wanted to combine the two half putas to be one puta, chetzer puta v'chetzer puta ma'u, what would be if Reuven actually gave two putas to Rachel, and he said, I want to be kaddish half of you right now, and half of you this evening, then what would be the din in this case? Kim d'amala b'puta puta, do we see that since he said that I want to be mekadosh half of you with a puta right now, and half of you with a puta this evening, and a person can be mekadosh someone with a puta, and it's considered a valid kinyan, so pasul milsei, so it must be that in this case his kavana was that he wanted to have two separate maisa kedushin, and each maisa kedushin he was only mekadosh half of this woman, and therefore would not be a valid kedushin. Or do we say that since he wants this maisa kedushin to occur today, therefore he was really saying that I wanted maisa kedushin to start right now, but I only wanted to end at the end of the day, but ultimately Reuven wanted to acquire the full isha, and therefore this kedushin would be valid. And the Gemara continues, if you will tell me that as long as he was doing it in the same day, then it would be considered a valid kedushin. So what would be the din in chesed puta yoyim v'chesed puta l'machar ma'u if Reuven gave two putas to Rachel today, and he said to her at that time that I want half of you to be mekudosh to me with the puta today, and half of you to be mekudosh to me tomorrow through this puta. So what would be the din? Keeping the amal l'machar pascha, do we say that since he split it into two separate days, therefore it must be that he meant it to be two separate ma'aseh kedushin, and therefore each ma'aseh kedushin was only on a chetzi isha, and it would not be valid? Or is it that Reuven was telling Rachel kedushin maslo me'idna, that kedushin should start today, or migmalay nigmu ad l'machar, however the ma'aseh kedushin should not be completed until tomorrow, and therefore it would be a valid kedushin, as ultimately Reuven was mekadosh the full body of this woman, but he did so over a 2-day period. And the Gemara continues, shnei chetzer b'puta ma'u, let's say Reuven says to Rachel, here is a puta, and I want to be mekadosh two halves of you with this puta, hacha vade b'chad zimna kamala, over here certainly it should be a valid kedushin, because he gave her the puta, and he said that I want both of your halves of your body to be mekadosh to me, and therefore ultimately it's like he said, I want to be mekadosh your full body. Or Dilma, or do we say, einin shemiskadosh l'chatzoyin klal, that l'maisa the pasuk says, ki kach ish isha, and therefore we learn out, isha v'lei chetzi isha, and as long as you be mekadosh your half of isha, even if you be mekadosh your half of isha plus a half of isha, it would still not be a valid kedushin. Teku, and the Gemara ends off with the teku. And of course, this goes into the standard dinim of teku, where in this Gemara we saw that in the first two shaylas, the Gemara said, intim salayma, lefi samri shaynim, when the Gemara says intim salayma, even though there's a teku at the end of the Gemara, we still passing like the intim salaymas. Therefore, in the first two shaylas of Gemara, where the Gemara says intim salayma, so we were passing that it would be a valid kedushin. However, in the second two shaylas of Gemara, we end off with a teku, and therefore it would be safek mekudeshes. And before we continue, let's see Taisis divim maschal chetzer b'puta v'chetzer b'puta, where Taisis points out that even though the Gemara and Omid Aleph stated that Rava said that if Reuven says to Rachel chetzer mekudeshesli, that's ena mekudeshes, and the Gemara asked that why don't we say the concept of nispashet, and the Gemara responded that the only time nispashet works is, for example, by the case of Bema, where you don't have a problem of das acheres. However, we have a problem of das acheres, then we can't say the concept of nispashet. And Taisis therefore asks, in our case where Reuven said chetzer b'puta v'chetzer b'puta, so why don't we say the concept of nispashet, as in this case, certainly Rachel heard that he wanted to go and be mekadosh her full body, and she was agreeable to that, and therefore, when Reuven said chesed b'puto, even though potentially he only wanted mekadosh half of her body, it should be nispashet to her full body, and it should be a valid kedushin. And Taisa says, v'yishleimet, yav v'mayrid, amal ha-blashin kedushin, ein chanami. And in our case, if he would have said the lashon of kedushin, then an ein chanami could work, to have a pashto kedushin b'kulo, because as we said, that we learned the din of kedushin from Hegdish, and therefore the din of nispashet would work. Aval hacha ayri, in our case of our Gemara, we're talking about specifically the that Reuven only said to a Lashon Mureses, and therefore the concept of Nispashet would not work in our scenario. And the Gemara continues, Rav is the following Shaila, if Reuven goes over to Shimon and says that I have two sons and you have two daughters, my sons who are Gedalim appointed me as a Shliach to go and be Mekadesh your two daughters who are Ktanais with this Pruta, what would be the din? Do we say that Lemaisa Shimon was Mekabal Pruta, and once he was Mekabal Pruta, that is a valid kinyan of Kesef, and as the Gemara says, and therefore both of these daughters who are Ktanais will be Mekudeshes, or do we say that we have to look at both couples, and since there are two couples over here, therefore you need two Prutais, and you don't have a Pruta for each one, and therefore would not be a valid Kedushin, Teku, and the Gemara ends off as a Teku, and let's see, Taisa Diba Masra Shtei B'nei Sechel Shtei B'nai, Oy Marie, the Meir B'nei's Ktanais, the Kedushin to Abnenu, because the Kedushin belongs to the father, Diba G'daylis, if it's talking about two women who are G'daylis, the Ab Mekabal Kedushin B'teri Shlichas, and the father's being Mekabal that Kedushin B'teri Shlichas, Pshita to buy a Pruta L'chol Achas, then certainly you need a Pruta for each individual couple, the Shliach Lo Adam M'shalchoy, as it's impossible the father's acting as Shliach for these daughters, then it can't be that he will be at a different position than the ones who sent him, and certainly each Ktana would have to get their own Pruta. Taisus points out, as we explained when we learned the Gemara, the Bussin Nice in the Kama, when the Gemara said that we have to go Bussin Nice in itself, Lav Dafka, it doesn't mean that you actually have to go based on the person that's giving the money, that's certainly when the father is giving the money for Kedushin and he gave this Pruta, it's based on giving money for two of his children who are definitely G'daylim, and therefore he's acting as Shliach for both of these sons that are G'daylim, and if we would say you have to go Bussin Nice in, have a Bayeshte Prutais, then you would need two Prutais, as if the Bunim are actually being Makadish heard by themselves. Therefore, Taisa explains, the Shaila of Rav was, do we look at the Makabal Kedushin exclusively? Since the father was being Makabal Kedushin for his two daughters that were Ketanais, therefore he has a right to even take a Pruta, and that would suffice. Taisa states, it must be that the father of these boys said to the father of the girls that our intent is that Rachel should marry Reuven and Leah should marry Shimon, as if it wasn't clear that in Loikain have a Kedushin Shleinim Slobia, and the Kedushin would not be valid at all. And the Gemara continues, by Rapapa asked another Shaila, Bitcha Purascha Bepruta Mao, if Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, I want to be Makadish your daughter and I want to buy your calf, Bepruta with the Pruta, what would be the din? Me and Miran, do we say, Reuven meant to say, Bitcha Bechetzi Pruta, I want to acquire your daughter with the half a Pruta, Purascha Bechetzi Pruta, and I want to acquire your part with the half a Pruta, and therefore would not be a valid Kedushin? Or Dilma, do we say that certainly Reuven understood that a person can't be Koina a Para with a Pruta, as a Para can only be Koina through Mashiach, and therefore he meant to say, Bitcha Bepruta, I want to be Koina your daughter with a Pruta, Upuraska Bemashiach, and at a later point I'll be Koina your Para by doing Mashiach, and the Gemara ends off as a Teku. And by Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi is the following question, Bitcha Bekakcha Bepruta Mao, if Reuven says, I want to acquire your daughter, and I also want to acquire your Kaka with a Pruta, what would be the din? And in this case, certainly, Kaka could be Koina through Kesef, and therefore maybe over here we say, Bitcha Bechetzi Pruta Bekakcha Bechetzi Pruta, it's certainly Reuven meant to say, I want to acquire your daughter for half a Pruta and your kaka for half a Pruta, and therefore would not be valid. Or Dilma, what do we say? Bitcha Bepruta, I want to be koina your daughter with a Pruta, as Reuven knows that the only way to be koina anything is with a full Pruta, and when he said Bekakcha, he meant to say, I want to be koina your kaka Bechazoka through a Mais of Chazoka and not through this Pruta, and therefore it would be a valid Kedushin based on the fact that Reuven gave him a Pruta. Once Reuven does a Mais Chazoka to the kaka, he would also be koina the kaka, and the Gemara ends off at this Teiku, and we will stop over here.